This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Do you know that virtually every health condition, from asthma to allergies to diabetes to skin disorders to heart disease and even irritable bowel syndrome, is linked to inflammation? Do you know that when inflammation gets out of control, the result is pain and discomfort? Do you know that every condition that ends in itis, I-T-I-S, is a result of inflammation? What a wonderful show this is going to be. Hello and thanks for joining me. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today's show is obviously on inflammation. And the reason I chose this topic when I first chose it was because it's something that I'm seeing a real increase in, at an alarming rate actually for me, from the people that I'm doing readings on. And what I'm finding is that this inflammation issue that I'm finding is not only wreaking havoc with their body, but it's actually wreaking havoc with their quality of life. And then also, this wasn't really planned when I started all this, is that I've been experiencing the effects of this cold flu virus that's been going around. And it's not exactly what I wanted, but the timing couldn't be better because I have a very special guest on my show today who is just a wealth of information. And I know that I'm going to learn a lot about how I can manage the inflammation that's associated with illness. I mean, there's many, many different triggers. And my guest, Susan Smith-Jones, is going to be talking about that. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about inflammation. She's just, again, a wealth of information. We've got a wonderful, wonderful gift that she's offering all of you listeners. So if you want to right now, before we get into the show, I encourage you to go and get yourself a pen and a piece of paper, because you're going to want to take down this email address to be able to get this free book that she's offering. And she's going to tell us some more about that. But one of the things with Susan that I found, that not only all of the things that she does, but she really teaches good health from the standpoint of being able to use nature's own superfoods. And then, as she's also shared with us on other shows, is there's ingredients right out of our kitchen cabinets that we can use to help manage our health. And then also, I know, with dealing with inflammation. So on top of all that, talking about inflammation, Susan and I are going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for us about your health or about today's topic, you can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good, of course, in U.S. and Canada. And then also international callers. Dial your calling code and then 877-230-3062. Hello. I think maybe inflammation affected my brain right there, Susan. Anyway, so we're going to move along. I'd also like to invite you to my free Your Health webinar that's coming up on February 28th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The topic is on hair loss, and in this 60-minute webinar, I'm going to be discussing the difference between hair loss and balding, and then also exploring some of the potential contributors that can cause us to lose our hair. And as I was doing the research to prepare for this webinar, I was absolutely amazed at the things that can cause us to have hair shedding that's beyond the normal hair shedding. And lo and behold, one of the things that came up was inflammation, and inflammation to the root follicles and then some of the skin disorders. So fits in perfect with today's topic as well. I'm also going to be discussing how hair loss in women is actually more complex to diagnose unless you have a genetic history of female pattern balding. And it's more difficult to diagnose and treat because it's usually a combination of factors that are actually causing it. It can have to do with hormones. It can have to do with stress and the emotions and so forth. I'm going to be sharing the hidden psychological contributors associated with hair loss. Also, as a medical intuitive, what does it look like in the energy body, and how does it map in the body so we can really find where we're actually the origin site of hair loss is, and then be able to deal with that part of the body. That's one of the things I found as a medical intuitive that is so exquisite about the energy body, is that unlike the physical body that will throw up maybe random symptoms or random aches and pains and really not giving us that clear message, so it requires a lot of testing or maybe many doctor's visits or a lot of frustration, the energy body really in its energetics and the way that the energy maps itself says, this is the origin site, the primary and the secondary symptom site. And the gift of having that is that you can get right to the cause instead of dealing with all the effects and then hopefully getting back to the cause. So I'm going to be also sharing conventional treatments that's offered through allopathic medicine and then a myriad of alternative therapies that are effective not only in stopping a hair loss pattern, but in some cases it can even reverse the effects. It is, again, a free webinar. So if you'd like to sign up, go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and click on the hair loss in the center of the homepage in that green bar, and then you can register. And again, it's free. So if you have hair loss or you know a friend or a loved one that does, you might want to share this information with them and have them sign up as well. Again, the webinar is February 28th, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Inflammation is actually a growing epidemic that's affecting millions of people. And it's the number one reason that why most people consult any healthcare practitioner. In fact, inflammation is now considered to be more important of a risk factor of heart disease than even high cholesterol. Yet, interesting enough, as I've continued in my own health and the pain that I've have that was from an injury where it started and continued, is the more that I've learned about inflammation, the more I've learned that it's a condition that we can take control of and that doesn't require a lot of medications. And all of you who know me as listeners know that I'm not anti-doctor, I'm not anti-medicine, but I can tell you that this is one situation that the body deals with that we can take control of if we just tune into our body's needs and we change what we put in our mouth. And that's the reason that I asked Susan to join me today, because she's well-versed in the natural way for us to be able to use the things that are as close to nature to be able to heal ourselves and to be able to manage and to eliminate inflammation from the body. Susan's a very unique woman. In fact, I always find it interesting. The thing about her is that she's has three names. It's Susan Smith Jones. And what I've found in working with her and then also through the wonderful books that she's written, that she really has made an extraordinary contribution into the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she's taught students and staff and the faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. She's the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. She travels internationally and shares what she knows about how to keep us healthy in a very, very natural way as an international speaker and a motivational speaker. And, oh, my gosh, this is something. She's the author of over 25 books, including Recipes for Health Bliss, The Joy Factor, and Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover. Susan's website is just rich with information, and she's got seminars that are on there. I'm going to ask her to tell us more about the things that she has on there and a special that she has. And then all of you, if you've got your pencil and paper, also the things that you'll want to take this down for this free gift that Susan is offering the first 175 listeners that respond to this email. So, Susan, thank you, sweetie, for joining me. It couldn't be more perfect timing.
Well, thank you, Carol. You know, first of all, I love being with you anytime and in person as well. We've got to plan something. And this is such an important topic that I have discovered people know very little about. So I can't wait to talk about inflammation, what it is, how it affects every cell in our body, and how to deal with it in the most natural way possible.
Well, the interesting thing is that, you know, this Western diet that we have that's, you know, got so many processed foods, while it really may make our lives easier from a time standpoint and managing of it, with it, it really is very, very hard on the physical body because so many of the foods are processed to the point where they don't even have really that essence of that naturalness. So, you know, I would like to start by really kind of helping people understand what inflammation is. I talked about the fact with this cold flu virus is that one of the triggers for inflammation, and a natural one, is illness. But really, what is inflammation?
And this is a perfect place to start, because what I think is that most people never give a second thought to inflammation unless, what, we get a bee sting or we get a physical injury, like maybe we stub our toe on the corner of a piece of furniture, or we injure our back. And as soon as any of these events take place, we experience an immediate sensation of pain that tells us that something's definitely wrong. For example, many times I've sprained an ankle when I do a lot of hiking, and immediately I'll get redness and heat and swelling. And this immediate reaction is a result of inflammation. Now, unfortunately, most devastating diseases known to humankind now, like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, asthma, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all of the itises you talked about, like arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and the list goes on, they're almost always preceded by months and years of very subtle, unnoticed inflammation. And I don't know if you saw this, Carol, but about 4 months ago, there was a major article that the author said he took months to research in Wall Street Journal. It was all about inflammation. And he said, and I would agree, that inflammation is good when you get an injury, because often you get swelling, and that will limit your range of motion, allowing the body part or the ankle, the toe, the back to heal. But here's the thing. When subtle inflammation continues for too long, it becomes destructive and may lead to a manifestation of all kinds of diseases. So keep in mind that almost all diseases are preceded by and accompanied with inflammation. So you see, it's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it can be a helper to limit range of motion. But on the other hand, inflammation is also a villain. And it becomes a villain when it's initiated by diet and lifestyle. And then subtly it causes the beginning of an uncontrolled destructive process in the body that can often go unnoticed for decades until there's an outward manifestation of a major disease. And scientists now believe that over half of all Americans suffer from some inflammatory disorder. So it is a silent plague that's sweeping America and other countries as well, and probably everyone listening will be at risk.
Exactly, and I think, you know, the point of that I found in the research with the inflammation is that it is your immune system's response to something that is not functioning well or has been hurt in your physical body. So what the body is really doing is it's trying, via the immune system, trying to protect us. But as you said, after it builds up, it kind of goes awry, and we maybe keep eating the same things or having the same movement that we have that keeps re-injuring or whatever is triggering that. The body, that immune system, just forgets it's supposed to turn off, and it just keeps on going and going and going. So what you're really saying is that, you know, we may not even be aware of the process of inflammation, and yet what's happening is we're at risk of inflammation all the time, correct?
That's exactly right. And I like what you said about the immune system kind of runs amok. Here's a little short course, Inflammation 101. Inflammation, Carol, will occur when your cells are sick or traumatized or chemically irritated or infected, and you create these sick zones, and these sick zones in the body will always send out messages to the immune system for its assistance. But it's important to realize that inflammation can occur in a low-grade, barely noticeable way, and especially in the brain. And even stress and depression are a cause of low-grade, unnoticed inflammation. So when these immune cells or other immune components rush into the sick zones, or what they say in science, the hot zones, then free radicals are formed during the heat of battle. And these free radicals can be released, and then they always have the potential of cell and DNA damage, which then leads to disease. And if this is left unchecked, these free radicals can damage a cell membrane when it's created within the cell, or damage the DNA in the cell itself. However, on a positive note, I like to look at the glasses half full. The body, if you take care of it in the right way and give it the right foods and supplements and the best lifestyle, has a built-in system for dealing with and preventing free radical damage when all the cells are functioning at an optimum level.
Well, and again, you know, kind of building off of that is that many times, you know, we think we're doing the right thing. I mean, we think we're eating the right foods, and, you know, there's so much talk about what we should eat and what we shouldn't eat, and, you know, the supplements we should take, or, oh, that's too many supplements, or maybe the medication that we're taking. That's something that I've found so often, is that the medication that's given around depression specifically seems to create an inflammatory reaction, and you just explained why that happens.
Yeah, that's it. And diet is a big part of inflammation. Yeah. When you eat a diet rich in antioxidants, like lots of colorful fresh fruits and vegetables, and you take good superfood supplements like Hawaiian astaxanthin, I'll talk more about that in a little bit, these supplements provide free radical scavengers, and these will neutralize the free radicals before the damage occurs. And so that's important. That is one of the reasons why you want to take some good supplements every day that are rich in vitamins, minerals, and especially antioxidants, because we're always depleting our reserves every day. And prolonged inflammation of any tissue in your body can be caused by anything from tobacco smoke and even secondhand smoke, alcohol abuse, chemical exposure, even exposure to EMR, you know, electromagnetic radiation, mm-hmm. and especially improper diet. And this will create an onslaught of free radical damage in your body that, if left unchecked, and I'll tell you how to test your level of inflammation in a moment, but if left unchecked for years, Carol, can lead to all kinds of diseases, including cancer. And I have studied inflammation for about a decade, and all the latest studies found one central event that is always most closely associated with cancer development, and it's chronic inflammation.
Fascinating. You know, one of the things that I also noticed, and we're going to talk more, we've got some callers that we'll take as well, Susan, but one of the things that I know from inflammation that is a trigger within the physical body, and, you know, please, everybody, I'm not getting on a bandwagon, and I'm not telling what everybody to do and not do, but sugar is a major problem. And it's the high corn fructose and syrup. And one of the things that I noticed is that when I went to over-the-counter to be able to manage the symptoms of what I'm dealing with, I was absolutely amazed at how all of these different over-the-counter drugs that are being able to help us just manage symptoms. It's really not doing anything for being able to help the virus, you know, stop running its course. How much high corn fructose is in so many of these different things? And the one thing, you and I have talked about it before, is the impact of sugar on inflammation. And it just kind of like was a huge wake-up call for me.
Not only inflammation, but also aging you quickly. It's sad to think that most people eat between 12 and 20 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Oh, my gosh.
And it just affects every cell in your body. And, of course, is a major contributor to, like you said, to inflammation. Now, but let's bottom line this. The key players that influence the process of inflammation in your body are toxins, which is why you want to keep your body detoxified, infections, injury, like spraining an ankle, heredity, and, of course, our diet has a major influence on all of these factors. And I bet some people are now thinking, well, how do I check what my level of inflammation is? So you probably had it done on your last blood test. If you didn't, next time you go to the doctor and you get a blood test, ask him to check your C-reactive protein.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the biomarker to let you know the level of inflammation in your body. By the way, when you lose weight, it lowers your C-reactive levels, the C-reactive protein levels in your body. But, and it's really the measure of heat in your body. So if it's not on your standard blood test, ask your doctor to please do the C-reactive protein test. And that's important. And one other thing about cancer, all the latest studies also show that when your body is inflamed, you know, lots of inflammation, it makes cancers grow faster and also spread more readily. And in terms of the foods you want to eat and not eat, you want to avoid all processed foods as much as possible, which means read labels, avoid that sugar,
mm-hmm.
and choosing foods that also have no additives, coloring, chemicals. And you want to emphasize naturally colorful foods like fresh fruits and vegetables. You know, for example, you want to eat foods that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Because diet is so important to reduce inflammation and to keep you healthy, it makes me sad to know that most people are still eating the SAD, the SAD, Standard American Diet. And that's fraught with foods that are rich, or I don't even want to say rich in, because that's a positive term, that are fraught with trans fats from partially hydrogenated oils, sugars, lots of animal foods, which also create more inflammation. And the standard American diet of today also has about 50 times as much omega-6 fats as the diet of our ancestors about a century and a half ago, and they're deficient in omega-3s because omega-3 rich foods will help lower inflammation. So you want to have lots of plant-based foods, and you want to emphasize omega-3 rich foods like flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts, leafy greens. And if you eat fish, salmon is a good choice because these are all anti-inflammatory and help support health at a cellular level. By the way, Carol, before we started talking today, earlier this morning, after weeks of working on this, knowing we would be together today, I posted if you go to my website and click on blog, I posted an entire article all about inflammation. So if you don't want to take notes and you know, you can listen to this interview a few times, but I've got much more in the article that we'll have time to talk about today on my website when you click on blog.
Very good. What I want to do is we've got a caller, line one. Let's go ahead and take a call, and then what we'll do is we'll share that email address for this segment and then go from there. So, hi, line one. This is Carol. How can I help you?
Hi. Listen, I have a question. I got tissue around from all the surgeries I had, and I was wondering, what could I do to help empty out my bladder? Because I got tissue around my ovary, my rectum, and all that. I had a lot of surgeries.
Okay, good. Susan, let me scoot real quick. Her name is Dallas. Dallas, this is Susan. Susan, go ahead, honey.
Dallas. All right, you mean like the city Dallas.
Yeah, and she actually lives in Texas. I'm
all
loving
right,
this.
I love it. Whenever you, Dallas, hi, thank you for calling. Whenever you've had lots of surgeries, it will create more inflammation in your body. So you want to take inflammation down, and one way to do it is to drink lots of purified water that's a little higher in alkalinity. And you can buy it, but it's way too expensive. You can get your own home machine that takes your tap water, purifies it, and makes alkaline water. That's one. Secondly, you want to eat as many green foods as possible because the chlorophyll in the green foods will help take down inflammation and detoxify and keep your body rejuvenated. And then most importantly, you want to take a superfood that's called, it's a weird word, but it's amazing. It's called astaxanthin. Astaxanthin.
How do you spell that?
Yeah, exactly. Astaxanthin. And I'll talk,
okay.
Dallas, in a moment, I'm going to talk more about it. But just the bottom line for this right now is it's nature's most powerful antioxidant. It's the most powerful natural anti-inflammatory you could ever take. I've taken it for 7 years, and I'm going to give a gift away today of a book that's all about this superfood called astaxanthin. But, Dallas, you and everybody listening, you want to take 12 milligrams a day of Hawaiian astaxanthin. And I used to, and please know I get no kickback if you buy it. I used to always get it at Whole Foods, but I went right to the company. There's only one company in the world that cultivates and manufactures it because you never want to buy it grown outside of America. And it's grown on the Kona coast of Hawaii. And Carol, they're giving all of your listeners a 25% discount when you use the code VIBRANT. And it, Dallas, it's a fat-soluble supplement. First of all, I would never be without it any day. I take 12 milligrams a day, and because, like vitamin D, it's a fat-soluble supplement, it will take about 3 months to fully saturate your body. But this is one supplement, in addition to Hawaiian spirulina, I would never be without. And you can call the company directly. It's 1-800-453-1187. 1-800-453-1187. Dallas, that's Hawaiian time. But if you use the code VIBRANT, they'll give you a 25% discount. And about 3 months ago, I got a year's supply of both the spirulina. You want to take 3,000 milligrams of that a day and 12 milligrams of the astaxanthin. And you will absolutely feel and see a difference.
And I'm going to vouch for that really quick, Dallas, on it, because last time I had Susan on the show, she had mentioned this, and I immediately went and ordered both the spirulina and astaxanthin. And I've been on it for about 3 months and really can tell a difference. So I think that will help you. And the one thing that it feels like, honey, is if you can get a handle on working with your body physically and feel like you're doing the right thing physically for you, then a lot of this mental spinning and this emotional distress that I'm picking up as a medical intuitive is going to go away. It's kind of like, knowing you need to do something but not knowing what to do, and it's kind of like, it gets into a process that I refer to as kind of like a dog chasing its tail. So if you address the body first and start to feel the difference in your body, then what you'll do is then you'll start to feel differently about yourself, about your life, about what you want to do, and things will just really turn around for you. So, while we're doing it physically, it has a lot of psychological value as well. So, very good. Thank you for calling me, honey, and I love your name, and I love the fact that from Texas, it's absolutely perfect.
Okay, Susan, let me ask you real quick. So you spell it A-S-T-A-X-A what?
Yes, A-S-T-A-X-A-Xanthin. It sounds like a Z, but it's X-A-N-T-H-I-N. And, Dallas, if you go to my homepage and you click on blog, right there I posted this morning a massive, beautiful, documented article all about astaxanthin. So you can read about it at SusanSmithJones.com.
SusanSmithJones.com.
Uh-huh.
.com. Okay, I'm going to do that. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
And keep listening, because there's a way to get a free book all about astaxanthin.
Well, if you got one, send it my way, because I've been in the hospital in and out, and
yeah,
I ain't got no more money, but I'm going to try to save up so I can order this.
Well, no, this is a free book.
Okay.
This is absolutely free. You don't need to buy anything.
So,
okay,
Susan,
thank you.
You're welcome. And Dallas, get your pencil and paper ready, honey. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But, Susan, why don't you share with them the email address? Then we'll take a commercial break, come back, and pick up this show because it is full of information. So what's the email?
Yeah. Now, if you open an email and in the subject line put free book, and the email address is info@nutrex-hawaii.com. I'll spell that. info@nutrex, N-U-T-R-E-X, dash, Hawaii, H-A-W-A-I-I.com. And just say, I heard Susan talking about this free book on an antioxidant. I would love a free copy. Make sure you put your street address. And I'm looking at my copy of the book. I bought 4 cases of it to give away as gifts. It's called Astaxanthin, King of the Carotenoids. And it's only 142 pages. It's in, Carol, it's in full color.
Wow.
And you'll have chapters on everything from everything we're talking about with inflammation-free radicals. There's a chapter on how astaxanthin will, in 6 weeks, make your skin look 5 years younger. And this is all scientifically documented. There's chapters on heart disease, eye health, how astaxanthin works as an internal sunscreen on the immune system, how it will help the healthier pets. And there, I have 175 copies, so... And you and Carol, everyone listening, you can tell your family and your friends to write the same email and just say, I heard you on Susan, we heard Susan on Carol's program. We would like the free book on astaxanthin, and it will be sent out immediately. After 175 have been given out, then this won't be available anymore.
Okay. Well, thank you. Very, very good. Thanks, Dallas, for calling. Okay, well, let's take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back, Susan and I, and we're going to be talking more about inflammation, some of the things that she's got going on that can help you. I mean, she's already shared so much in her website and everything, so stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me today, I have a special guest, Susan Smith-Jones, the author of over 25 books, including Recipes for Health Bliss, The Joy Factor, and Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside Out Rejuvenation Makeover. And today, she's sharing her wealth of knowledge around the topic of inflammation. Susan and I are taking your calls. So if you have a question for us about your health or a question about inflammation, you can call us at 877-230-3062. Again, the number's good in U.S. and Canada and international callers. Same number, 877-230-3062. Just please enter your international calling code. I also want to let you know that I just posted the audio download from my Unveiling the Soul webinar that I just gave in January. And it's available for purchase in this webinar. I actually share some of the information from my near-death experience and what I learned about the souls on the other side, the love that they have for us, and their purpose in being able to support us, and learned a lot about our souls and why we're here. And I share that information in this webinar, as well as really looking at, you know, what the soul is and isn't. And my intent in giving the webinar wasn't to demystify the soul and to take away the mystery of it. And I always chuckle because there's no way that that can be done. But it was to help ground in the mental part of us an acceptance that the soul is very real. We can't really define the soul intellectually because it really isn't tangible as we think of being tangible, but it has a lot to do with the essence of who we are and the quality of who we are. And yet in the form of the human body, we find the essence of the soul in the brain, in the cells, and throughout the entire body. So I talk about that, and then also about how the soul expresses itself, both in imagination, creativity, intuition, and even how the body, the soul, lets the body know, the mind know, that something that we're doing, thinking, or saying isn't in alignment with who we are, our core values, and our soul's purpose. And sometimes that can come forward in pain. And it's not that we're being punished for what we're doing. It's just as an alert system to say, you know what? Do you want to keep doing this the same way that you've been doing it? Or would you like to step back and look at the situation from an entirely different perspective, your soul's perspective, and look at the options you have. Choose an option. And when you do, and you choose that option, and you start to act upon it, not only do you change, but all changes for you. So a very informative 90-minute webinar, and the information, it's purchase in an audio MP3 format. And I've also included a workbook that you can use to be able to follow along and capture your notes. And again, it's Unveiling the Soul. You can find it on my website, www.ritberger.com. On the moving slides at the banner at the top of the website, you will see this banner, Unveiling the Soul. Click on it, and then you can purchase it. It's only $14.95. So a lot of information. And really, again, 2013 is the year of the soul. And you know, I kind of laugh because every year is the year of the soul, but it really is asking a step back, look at yourself, look at your body, look at who you are, look at what you do, and just ask yourself, is this the best for you? And if the answer comes up no, we always have free will and we can change things. So again, that's on my website, www.ritberger.com. Okay, so Susan, we know that we've been talking about inflammation. And I know that before we kind of get back into it, I've got a couple more questions. Before we get back into it, I know that you've got a special on your website today. You've talked about your blog. That's wonderful, my gosh. And then also that email address. But what else special do you have on your website today?
Well, at SusanSmithJones.com, right there on the homepage, click on February newsletter, because I have some great recipes for cheesy kale chips and power guacamole and hummus and yam chip dippers and a rejuvenation detoxification smoothie. And because it's February, I have libido-boosting superfoods to get you in the mood and lots of great health advice in February. But I want to encourage everyone, if you haven't done so already, sign up for my newsletters. You can still get them free every month just by clicking on my homepage. But when you sign up, and it just takes 10 seconds, then you get them 3 to 4 days before the general public gets them. And you also get some offers that the general public, they never see. You get free gifts and offers. And this month, and you won't find it advertised anywhere on my website, my three latest books, the ones you mentioned already, Carol, Walking on Air, Wayne Dyer wrote the foreword for that. I mean, The Joy Factor, Wayne wrote the foreword for that one. My full-color recipe book, Recipes for Health Bliss. And the third book, Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover. Now, if you've already subscribed, you already know I'm giving those three books away for $13.95 this month of February. The general public won't ever know anything about this. And if you haven't subscribed, when you subscribe, you get a letter with lots of free gifts saying welcome. And you'll hear from me once a month. You won't hear from me more than that. I just send you the new newsletter before anyone else gets it and offers. And so through the end of this month, you can get my three latest books that have sold more than all my other books combined. You get them for $13.95, and it's good through the end of this month.
Absolutely.
And here's how you subscribe. Yeah. You just go to SusanSmithJones.com, and then go right to the sidebar. It says subscribe, and everyone who subscribes is entered into a drawing, and every week I pick one person, and I contact that person, and I do a 90-minute free consultation. I'll answer, and maybe it's you, maybe it'll be you, Dallas, but I'll answer all of your health questions, and if you have no health issues, we can just visit for as long as you want.
Very, very generous. That's another thing. Not only are you a wealth of information, your generosity in what you share with people and how easy you make it for people to be able to really start taking that path of good health is really something that I very deeply love about you,
yes.
Susan.
And
so,
Carol, one more thing that everyone should note is right on my homepage, under my photo, there's a purple button that says 12 tips to youthful, glowing skin at any age. You definitely want to read that article because I talk in that article about one of the 12 tips is astaxanthin in this major study done not long ago in Maine on middle-aged women and found that those people that took astaxanthin for 6 weeks, all judged by a team of dermatologists, had skin that was 5 years younger on 6 weeks of astaxanthin. And then I also, next to that button is, I have an article all about depression, and I talk about how Hawaiian spirulina and astaxanthin can make a positive effect on alleviating and helping with depression. So, and you'll find out exactly how much to take of each. And remember, you can get that 25% discount using the code VIBRANT.
Well, I know also that in your book, Walking on Air, kind of getting back to the inflammation, is that Walking on Air, your 30-day inside and outside rejuvenation makeover, that you actually talk about spices that we can use to be able to really heal the body. And so the question is, and I know I've learned this from you before, I mean, my pantry is full of cinnamon sticks, but are there any spices that are specifically anti-inflammatory that can help us?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked this. One is, and it doesn't matter which way you say it, turmeric or turmeric, but it's T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. And I buy it at Whole Foods, and I sprinkle it. I mean, you can get it in liquid extract or capsule form. But every morning I make my ginger tea with fresh, you know, I slice off slices from fresh ginger root, and I bring it to a boil, simmer for 10 minutes, and I make 2 quarts of this, and I lower it down to the point where it's not going to burn you when you drink it, and I sprinkle in about a teaspoon of turmeric, and I take that down every morning. So I have ginger turmeric tea every morning. It's a great anti-inflammatory, and so is ginger, and so is garlic. And you always, Carol, you always want to keep ginger root in your house. I buy maybe 5 pounds of it every week, and I slice off with the skin on 4 to 5 coins of the ginger root, put it in hot water, bring it to a boil, simmer 5 to 10 minutes. And yes, you can buy ginger bags, but it costs money. It's much cheaper to make it yourself. And I drink that throughout the day.
Well, you know, and the thing with garlic, that's something that I found also in the research, is that garlic is a great antiviral, you know, healer. It's also inflammation. So it really has, in this little bulb that we have, it has so much health benefit, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it helps you in fact, when you go to the February newsletter, I've got a whole section on the libido boosting superfoods, one of them is garlic. Who knew that it was actually an aphrodisiac? And it helps to lower cholesterol and triglycerides and your blood pressure. It's known worldwide as a natural penicillin. And you know, I mean, if anyone's new to hearing you and me together, I haven't had a cold or a flu, and it's now over 26 years. I've never taken medication in my life. But I learned from my grandmother when I was a teenager, and of course I've studied a lot since, what to eat and not eat, the spices, all the superfoods, the herbs, and the lifestyle choices to keep your body healthy or to heal it. And this is why people come to me from all over the world, or I go see them and help them live a little bit closer to nature, like Hawaiian astaxanthin and spirulina are both my two favorite superfoods on planet Earth. And every single day I take 12 milligrams of the Hawaiian astaxanthin, 3,000 of the spirulina, and I know that's what helps keep me healthy.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you would say that because I haven't been sick for 18 years. And when I came down with this, it was like, oh, is this a cold? Is this what? I mean, been very, very blessed that way, but with all the different things. And I mean, I think this is important for people to hear also and to know is that we get tired. We burn the candle at both ends. We don't eat as well as we need to. The holidays and all the different things. And nothing really is to blame. But what I went back when I found that I had this virus, I went back and I've started looking from the 1st of December, all the things that I stopped doing that I was doing that weakened my immune system. And again, it's like I had to almost learn how to have a cold again. And then my body, of course, is teaching me. But really, there's things, ginger root, like you said, very, very helpful.
Right. And you'll be stronger when you're all over this. Your body, your immune system will literally be stronger. And what I'd love to do now is let me go through all the practical ways that you can lower your inflammation. And then make sure you get out a pen if you didn't before, and I'll give you that email address again for a free book. But first of all, a clean diet. This is to reduce inflammation. And everything I'm saying will help you also lose weight, look younger, and heal your body of anything. But a diet as close to the way nature made it as possible, with lots of fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, and rich in those omega-3 fatty acids. Two, make sure you get ample sleep every single night. I'm going to give you a little quote now that was in that Wall Street Journal article about 3 months ago on inflammation. Quote, it said, besides a healthy diet, ample sleep, and exercise, Hawaiian astaxanthin supports the body's normal inflammatory response. That was the only supplement in this whole article that they recommended because it's the world's and nature's best anti-inflammatory. So you want to take 12 milligrams of Hawaiian astaxanthin a day and 3,000 milligrams of Hawaiian spirulina. And if you want a 25% discount, you can call toll-free in Hawaii, 800-453-1187. And that is Hawaiian time. And then you also want to keep your stress levels down because too much unmanaged stress elevates inflammation. You want to exercise every day, but you don't want to overdo the exercise. If you train daily for a marathon, that would actually increase your inflammation. But you want to do some exercise every day. Keep your body detoxified. Shed extra weight if you're carrying any, because that increases inflammation in your body. So these are all things that you definitely want to do. In addition to spices, turmeric, ginger, garlic. Remember I told Dallas about drinking alkaline water. I have a water purification system. I don't. It's just one I've had for 15 years. If you go to my website, click on favorite products, and you'll learn about it there. You also want to take, you'll love this one, Carol, take respites of a quiet time every day just to sit down, breathe deeply. It will help lower stress, because when you increase oxygen in your body, it lowers the cortisol level, the stress hormone, and this will lower inflammation. And then I also say spend a little time at least once a week out in nature, because that will help inflammation. Being out in nature, you know, is very soothing and healing. And then tell everyone you want, your friends and your family, to send an email if you want to get a free book all about astaxanthin, how it will heal your body and help your pets. You would, on your email, you on the subject line, put free book, and you send it to info@Nutrex, N-U-T-R-E-X, dash Hawaii, H-A-W-A-I-I, .com. And just say, I heard Susan speaking about a free book. I would like a copy. Here's my street address. And you can go to Nutrex-Hawaii.com, and you can learn more about the Hawaiian spirulina and astaxanthin. And again, if you want to get 25% off, and this is exactly how I order it, and I got a year's supply because I like saving money. But if you've got to use the code VIBRANT to get 25% off, and I don't know how much longer they'll give us this discount.
One of the things that I know, I did that when you were on the show last time, and easy to work with as a company, and the product came right to me, and again, I've been on it for about 3 months and can really, really notice a difference. You know, one of the things that you're talking about was exercise and the fact about jogging. A cardiologist that I work with actually said one of the best exercises that we can do for managing inflammation is walking.
Exactly. Carol, it's the most underrated of all exercises out there. You don't need expensive equipment. You can do it anytime, day or night. You can get a treadmill at home, and you can do it in your home if it's too cold outside, or maybe you only have 10 minutes. I think it's always good to have one piece of aerobic equipment in your home and also a few pieces of weight equipment, dumbbells, so you can do your training at home. And you can't use the excuse that it's too cold outside or snowy or too much rain, because you'll have a few pieces of equipment in your home. Really, the gift of health is the best gift you can give yourself and other people. That's why you should tell other people, your family and friends, about this free book offer.
Absolutely, absolutely. And in fact, a couple of things, the same cardiologist said, that the reason people jog is because they don't want to walk. And I laughed at that. And one of the things that I do is, you know, when it gets cold or whatever, I just walk up and down the hallway. And
there you go.
You know, and just keep the moving. And I actually have now an egg timer that sits at my computer. And every 30 minutes it goes off and it's like, get up, go down the hall.
Yeah.
My little dog watches me wondering, what are you doing, Mom? But, you know, it works really, really well.
Never sit longer than an hour. It's terrible for your body. And I always say to people, Carol, walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not.
That is great, great food for thought for all of us and everything. So what we have is we've got just a minute or so. Susan, anything that you just want to throw our way? I know I'm going to go out and I'm going to get some ginger root and I'm going to do some of the other things, but any last little one tidbit that you can leave us with?
Well, here's one. You always show by your daily actions what has your heart and your commitment. Do you say you're committed to being healthy, but you keep eating at fast food restaurants and don't make time to get sleep or exercise? So today is a new beginning. Make it a fresh start. Let go of mistakes you've made in the past and show by your actions every day that you're completely committed to your body temple. It's a gift to you from God, and your gift back to God is taking loving care of your body. Become the president and CEO of your body and health. Nobody's going to do it for you, and that's how you'll inspire everyone around you.
Absolutely. It's that celestial vehicle of the soul. I want to thank all of you. Susan, thank you so much, honey. It's always
thank
a pleasure
you.
Have you on. I'll have you back again. Thank you all for joining me. It's wonderful to spend the day with you and to share this information. I hope that you will join me next Wednesday at 10 a.m. on Pacific Standard Time on Contact Talk Radio. You have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.